Hello, this is Dondi Scamacci. It is a pleasure to bring you this message on resiliency in action, developing positive expectancy. It's an important topic because all of us at some point in our lives will receive the call. It's the invitation to demonstrate our own resiliency and to demonstrate positive expectancy in real time. Sometimes the call is an internal one. It originates inside of us, the need for something more or different. And sometimes the call comes externally and not perhaps in a way we might choose for ourselves. Regardless of where the call originates, resiliency transforms us. It shapes our perspective. We may not be in charge of the change, the catalyst, but we're fully in charge of our response to it. And in that way, we're often more powerful than we imagine or feel. Resiliency is about taking charge of your path and being intentional with that, making choices, taking action consistent with what we value, what we're passionate about. It's doing what it takes to get ourselves from here to there. We are more powerful than we imagine. Even when the pressure is external, it's fascinating to watch people work through the process, some more effectively than others. We need skills to release the resiliency within. When things don't work out, we must know how to stay in the game. We must manage disappointment so it does not define us and become who we are, how we see ourselves, and how others see us. I have a dear friend that I would say is in professional decline. She's had a brilliant career. She's been known as the mentor, collaborator, innovator. But over time, things happened within her organization that disappointed her. And she is no longer known as the mentor, the innovator, the collaborator. She's known now as disappointed. I said to her recently, I think that your disappointment shows in ways that you may not even recognize or realize. It has become part of her brand. So you see, as we build resiliency, we can see a bigger picture. We know how to take our power back after an idea doesn't resonate, after the result doesn't match the effort or the expectation, or when the recognition just doesn't arrive. You can learn to intentionally frame your thoughts as you move on to your next plan of action and direct your energies to pull through and to grow. That's an important part of resiliency. The very things that knock us back are also the things that can grow us up and prepare us for what is next, for more. How do you define resiliency? If you look it up, you'll see spring back, recover, rebound after being compressed or stretched. Resiliency speaks to flexibility and elasticity. Resiliency comes down to three things, really. Believing something must change, believing it's your job to do that, and believing that you can. If we can accept that premise, there are some barriers that we have to press through. For example, change and uncertainty can chip away at our confidence. And just when we need it the most, we may find ourselves lacking the confidence to act, fearful of the future. And we all have patterns and ruts, ways of seeing things and approaching them. Those patterns are built to some degree on our perspectives and our presumptions and our assumptions. They shape our views and they author our reviews. How people see us and what they expect from us. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're taught that winners never quit and quitters never win, and that's ridiculous. Winners do quit. They quit the wrong things and they stick with the right things. There's a wonderful book called The Dip by Seth Godin. When we learn that in life and work we will encounter dips and dead ends. And how do you distinguish a dip from a dead end? Dead ends are cul-de-sacs. We endlessly circle. The view doesn't change. Dips are different. They're painful, perhaps, but they're preparing us, they're equipping us, and they're giving us a run at the future. Certainly how we see an event will shape our response to it, and our response then will shape the outcome, and our outcomes will then shape our future expectations, and the cycle just rolls on. And for some of you, this might be a great time to read the book David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. How we frame adversity is really key. In an interview, Gladwell was asked, what is the difference between someone who experiences adversity, even unthinkable tragedy, and goes on to create something magnificent with their life? It's fascinating to note that the adversity is often the author of the skill, the knowledge, and the strength to do greater things. The difference lies here. People who experience the transformative power of adversity actually see the adversity as a tool, a teacher, a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. It's true. Our expectations are dress rehearsals. To make that shift, to successfully navigate the twists and turns of life and change and adversity, We have to be intentional with our focus, because inside of change, there may be many things we do not control, but we always have the choice of focus. When we find ourselves in a rut, worried, or afraid, chances are we need to shift the focus. Instead of focusing on the past, the problem, or the uncertainty, challenge yourself to think about, visualize, imagine, and focus on the future that you seek. What do you want? What does it look like in detail? Write it down. Create a vision board. Develop a gap analysis. What is the distance between your here and your there? And what is the first step? There are also some mental blocks, obstacles that will block our resiliency. For example, self-limiting beliefs. We all have them. Find them. Replace them with empowering messages. So check your self-talk for 1 week. I dare you. Keep a log. Your self-talk will reveal the limiting and empowering beliefs in your programming. It's not enough to find the limiting beliefs. You have to replace them. So think of them like bad codes in the program, bugs in your operating system. Rewrite that code. There's also the idea of catastrophizing. This is where we create a snowball of worry that grows out of control. We just keep making it bigger and bigger. It's also called chaining. It happens when we take an isolated event, add to it, and make it bigger than it really is. Most of us have probably done this once or twice in our lives. The key is to recognize the chain, isolate the event, focus on the facts, and direct our energies appropriately. Another obstacle is learning the wrong lessons from our experiences. My idea wasn't implemented. I wasn't picked for the project, the position, or the team. A woman once told me that she had an idea that was not implemented or explored, so she refuses to bring any more ideas to the table. Are you serious? This is your plan? That's ridiculous. Change your approach. Change your perspective. Find your champions. Refine your ideas, but do not allow adversity to shrink you or disappointment to define you. One of the most powerful strategies for resiliency in action is in real time is asking better questions. Especially in times of transition, challenge, and change. If you ask the wrong question, you will get the wrong answer. Why is this happening to me? What are those people doing what over there? What are they thinking? Who picked these people? The questions we ask create the trajectory, the focus. They frame the entire process. So those questions may be natural responses to an unwelcome change or an event. That's fair. But those inquiries aren't going to motivate and inspire. Better questions might sound like, what options are available? How can I be more effective in this situation? How can I add value to this? How am I contributing to the problem? Which pieces of it do I influence or control? The questions we ask of ourselves and of others will set the course. And to some degree, they set things in motion and they choreograph our moves. Resiliency is exploration. It's opening new doors to the future. Unfortunately, negativity in the workplace is an epidemic. It is the silent expense. Optimism is learned. I use a model called DOORS to explain the choices we have in every scenario. How we explain situations and events is our explanatory style. And how we explain a situation becomes the frame that we put around it. So the frame invites conscious and unconscious behaviors. In this way, our explanatory style sets the stage for our responses. Our responses bring us through or they wrap us around the axle of change and adversity. So negative people view events, for example, as permanent, impacting everything, and certainly worthy of blame. They focus on what happened versus what happens next. So the D in DOOR stands for duration. How long will this last? People with a negative outlook see things as permanent and forever, and they actually have a language for it. It's called absolute language, and it sounds like this. It's always been this way. It will never change. See, positive expectancy, optimism, sounds like this. This too will pass. We will get through this. This is a temporary setback. This disappointment will not define me. The O in DOOR stands for orientation. Which direction are you facing? Which direction are you looking? People with a positive, optimistic perspective acknowledge the problem and they look forward to the solutions. The R stands for responsibility. Who's to blame? You see, positive expectancy isn't concerned with fixing the blame. It's about fixing the problem, exploring the options. And the S in DOOR stands for scope. How much really is impacted by this issue? When things go wrong, do we blow it up or do we isolate it? How much is truly impacted by the problem? Those with a positive expectancy are skilled at isolating the issue, creating a laser focus, and deploying their energies appropriately. This is why resiliency and positive expectancy are so powerfully important. They open doors of possibility. Regardless of what signals your reinvention, your need for resiliency, whether it's internal or external, a dream you want to pursue, a life event, a professional setback, a disappointment, or the realization that you want something more out of life, regardless of what brings you to this, hold on to your power and remember that you truly are the author of the next chapter of your life.